two incredible guest speakers on tonight's call. The first person that I want you to hear from is a gentleman that I absolutely adore, him and his wife, beyond belief. They are working with the amazing Platinum Team Leader, Allison Clapper, here in Colorado. And this gentleman, if you were watching the Ustream last Tuesday, this gentleman has been kind enough to open up one of his three clinics, and I'm going to let him share his story. He's opened up his one of his three clinics to allow us to do our monthly showdown at his clinic, where he is a doctor, Dr. Ryan Winters. And he is not only a brand new bronze team leader as well, but his team is on fire. He's on fire. He's an incredible asset to the team. He's great in front of the room. Just a natural born leader. And talk about someone who's fitting this business into the cracks of his life. And that's why I've asked him with his new rank advancement and his new promotion. And he's already close to silver, so I'm sure you guys will be hearing from him again real soon. And I know he'll be on that goal for the gold trip, that's for sure. But I want you guys to hear from him, and I asked him just to share his story with you guys, because it's a very inspirational story as far as, you know, fitting this business into the cracks of his life and what he's doing to advance his business. So, Dr. Ryan Winters, are you on the line?
I sure am.
Not super, super well, and I know they're trying to record the call, so I know they're going to want you to be really loud.
Now, am I super loud?
Oh, you are much better now.
Perfect,
you.
Excellent. I apologize, awesome. I lost my voice a little bit this weekend, but I will talk as loud as possible.
Hey, well, thank you. I appreciate it, and you sound fabulous, so tell these guys what's going on. Share your story with them.
Excellent, excellent. Well, I thank everybody for allowing me to be on the call tonight. And like Michelle started to say, I actually started with this business. My wife started through Allison Clapper about a year ago, and she was just a product user. I was amazed right away by my wife was struggling with fatigue and always being tired. She was one of those ladies, she could sleep 12 hours and ask for four more. And within 2-3 weeks on the product, I mean, she would get up, she would be perfectly fine, she wouldn't want to take a nap in the afternoon. And I just saw so much more energy in her, and literally it only took a couple weeks. So I jumped in on the product, you know, and gave it a month to see how it worked out. And some of you may know this already, but I played college football back quite some time ago now, and dealt with a lot of the pains. You know, when they call us after we retire, all we do is get it pushing the pills, and I was putting down multiple thousands of ibuprofen just to take away that knee pain after I'd worked out, because I try to live a healthy lifestyle, especially in Colorado here. We're always busy. And, you know, I was being able to manage it, but coming in with all of these side effects of these pills. And after about 2 to 3 weeks, all of a sudden, all of my pain was gone. And I could go out and run my 2 to 3 miles. And the next day, usually, it would either take 2,400 milligrams of ibuprofen or just simply limping through it all day long. And it allowed me to get on an all-natural health supplement that just gives you all the nutrition you need and able to get me off the pain meds, which was just huge for me. On the business side of things, you know, I spent about 6 months taking the product, and I got to the point where I was talking with my friend Allison, and hi, Allison out there. I know she's on the call. And it got to the point where literally I'm also not only a physical therapist, but I'm also a personal trainer. And I give people information every single day on what medications to be taking, what drugs to be taking, what supplements to be taking. There's probably 20 people out there on Muscle Milk, the protein powder, just simply because I told them. And here's a product that I take every day, my wife takes every day, and sure enough, I wasn't telling enough people about it. And just like a lot of people, you're here from this business over the, you know, months and years as we're all in this, we fall in love with it so much that we just can't stop talking about it. So we started to get into the business side of things, and on the business aspect, it gave me that chance I was looking for. I didn't quite know I was looking for it, but it fell into my lap. My background here, like Michelle says, I have opened up three medical clinics. I came out here to Colorado and finished my doctorate in physical therapy, and I've started up three medical clinics over the past 2.5 years, so I'm really trying to speed track my career. And everything's going really well, but the problem is I'm putting in my 70 hours a week, which I expected, but all this education came at a price, and it came at a price of about a $400,000 bill that I owe. And that works out for anybody that's really good at math with the interest rate these days. It works out to about $4,000 a month. So what was happening was I was putting all the time and seeing the success in my plan A, but not seeing the reward on the back end and looking, you know, into the future, wanting to enjoy my life now. So I got into this business as kind of as my plan B to offset the cost of those loans so that I can start, you know, reaping the rewards of all my work. And I've got to tell you, over the past 2-3 months here in Colorado, things have really just been booming. And I absolutely love all the team members that I'm working with. Big shout out there for anybody on Team Fierce that's out there. You should all be on the call tonight. Shouts out to all the other teams around Colorado and around the country. You know, we're doing this together. And the fact is, Michelle says it all the time, if you don't tell them, somebody's going to. In the future, 10 years from now, everybody's going to know somebody's like cancer. Everybody knows somebody that has cancer. Everybody's going to know somebody that's taken Pima. I truly stand behind the product that much. So I got into it as my way to offset my life and, you know, my debt, and it's just been a blessing. Things have been really going. I just went to bronze. Bronze team leader actually was able to go three cycles, so I'm looking to move definitely into the silver ranks this month. And like Michelle said, in my life I'm all about goals, and I will be in Arizona for anybody that wants to join me for the gold. I will have it paid for, and that's that kind of attitude that I have to take, and I think a lot of people can take with it. Set the goals, write them down, and then the most important piece that I think people miss, do it. All right, get out there and actually do it. Do whatever it takes to get you to that point. That takes me to my next thing that Michelle wanted me to touch on tonight, and that's about giving it to a busy person. I've heard Michelle say, and I completely agree. I personally work, I'm in my office for at least 70 hours a week. I have a family at home. I have a wife that we're coming up on our 4-year anniversary. We have a dog, a 3-year-old dog that's very active, needs to be run all the time. And I lead a very involved social life. I give speeches at different clinics, so I'm always on the run. The reason you got to give it to a busy person is we don't have time to waste. All right, laziness breeds laziness. If you have 10 hours of your day, I always thought getting into this, man, if I have somebody that's struggling and doesn't have a job, they're the perfect person. Well, you know what? They may be. Give it to them too. But taking that one person we shy away from that already is working 60 hours, these people don't have time, okay? And they sure don't have time to waste, so they can fit it into the cracks of their day. I've been on the phone with a couple people and sending out a couple emails today, and the fact is we've become very good at time managing, and we're very goal-oriented. When I have a 5-minute break from my patients, I know that I have 5 minutes that I've got to get something done. And when I talk about getting something done, it's going to be meaningful because I don't know when that next 5 minutes is going to come in. I heard somebody say sometime, don't quote me on this, but 90% of the projects that are done in the last 10% of the time. I want to repeat that. 90% of the projects we do in life, in anything, are completed in the last 10%. This is the whole thing with procrastination, thinking about studying. You get your best studying done when you have to, and that's the purpose behind it. When you have to get something done, you're going to put in that more mental effort, that physical effort, and you're going to go out there and get it done. So you have people in your life that you think are just the busiest people in the world. They already have 2-3 businesses. They're doctors. They work 80 hours a week. They're stressed out. These are the people I'd go talk to. There's a reason you see a lot of these rank advancements. You've got Dr. Lynn, Dr. Brady. You have all these doctors going out there because these people have not had time since about 22 years of age to waste any time. All right. So when they're presented with something that is worth their time, they're going to jump in, dive in head first, and just go after it. You know. So I think that's the big point of what I had to bring today was that you find a busy person, give it to them. You know. But I will also tell you, someone told me last week, and I've heard it a couple times, whoever talks to the most people makes the most money. And this is the thing. If you believe in this product and you believe in the company like you should, otherwise you probably shouldn't be in the company with us, and you get out there and you tell everybody about it. All right, this is a great opportunity. It's a golden opportunity, not only for myself and my family, but I truly think it's a golden opportunity for everyone in the world. And why not? The worst thing that's going to happen is somebody's going to come back and tell you no. We've been told no our whole lives, you know, and here's a chance where we can make some money and improve other people's lives. I think it's worth that risk. So listen to your leaders. Always be plugged in. There's a reason when we sit on these calls that sometimes we hear the same, you know, 5 to 6 different things. Stay plugged in. Go to your meetings. Work with your upline. It's because it's a system and it works. you know, I was thinking today about, you know, how I wanted to go through this and how I wanted to mention all the points that I wanted to get across. And one of the big things that came to me was the car industry. Out there in the car industry, we had Ford come out and build the first car. If we've noticed, the car hasn't changed much over the last 200 years. They do little improvements, but nobody goes, Nissan makes this, the sedan, Ford, all these. We don't need to reinvent the wheel. People can be successful. Why? Because we've already shown the process. People have already put the work in. So I encourage all you newcomers to don't try to make up some new system. Get out there, get plugged in, do what works. Take a shot, tell two. It's just genius. If we follow it to a T, all of us are going to be as successful as the Michelle Barnes and the Ruth Elliott's. And then once you become successful within the company, if you find a new way, share it. If you find something new, share it with somebody. Because the fact of the matter is, I think we can all become healthy together, and anybody on the teams out here in Colorado, we can become rich together. And that's what I love. Colorado has so much excitement right now. We're pushing this thing to the nth degree. We've been able to take little competition and use it in a healthy manner and really push each other's teams to move forward with this. Our first showdown out here, we're on number 4 now. Our first one was, I think, 9 people. The second was about 40. And here was our fourth one last week. I don't even know when it was because I'm too busy. But there was over 100 people connected. And the excitement that has grown with that is just great. And bringing people in, it's such a big field. You've got 4 or 5 different teams that are all working together. Like Michelle said, I just hooked up somebody on my team that I will never see any type of money for, but that's not what it's about for me. It's about helping people and moving through this together as just one, you know, one team, one dream. Michelle says it all the time, and I have bought into it. I bleed Vima Orange, and I will continue the rest of my life, and I hope it brings the success to everybody else, both mentally, physically, emotionally, and in the health sense that I think it's already blessed my family. And I can't wait to see what this business has and where it's going to go with because I haven't met personally BK yet, but I have heard him speak, and he's just such an inspirational person. And just the people you meet within this company is well worth your time. So put the time in, you know, and don't prejudge people. You know, I've done it myself. We're all looking for the big whales. Man, if I can put a Michelle Barnes on my profit leg and I can get a Ruth Elliott on my power leg, I got it set. I'll just sit back in Mexico drinking my tequila. But look for everyone, okay, because you never know who's going to go big and you never know who's connected. And I just say introduce it to all and see what happens. Just lay your cards on the table.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much, Dr. Ryan Winters. And, you know, I got to agree with you because I look at the amazing Arizona team with Bill and Tamara Austin and Deb Norfolk's team out there. And you know, I was telling somebody this story the other day, and they said, oh, you should share that on the team call, and you kind of just inspired me to do so. But the way that I met that Arizona team is in my last company, so it was probably, gosh, over 10 years ago, and it was with my second company. I was working out in Southern California, and I went out there at, I think, 26 or 28 years old, and opened up an office on Robertson Boulevard because I saw it on, like, ETV or something like that, something crazy or in a magazine or something, and opened up an office in Beverly Hills and, you know, saw it on Pretty Woman, thought it looked cool. And at the time, you know, I didn't have any warm market there, so I had to find warm market. And so I met a woman named Marguerite Espinosa, who's one of my dearest friends today, one of my best friends in the entire world. Just talked to her yesterday, by the way. And she answered my ad, and I met with her and got her started. And she used to be Tommy Lasorda's marketing director. And she turned down a job working with the LA Sparks to do this business with me. And I think she was she was like an angel that God sent me, seriously, because she took such good care of me. And she ran an ad, and she found a woman named Pia from the Philippines. And Pia ran an ad, and she found a woman named Terry, who was a crazy psycho lady. I think she, like, ended up in a funny farm somewhere. Bless her heart, she was a sweetheart. But she found, before she went to the funny farm, she found a guy named Mark Nolan, who found an amazing woman named Jody Lowe, who's also one of my very dear friends. And then Jody Lowe found someone who found Tamara Austin, and then who found down Deb Norfolk, and as a result, you know, one entire side of my business is from the Arizona team, and I just think that's an incredible example of the fact that you just never know, and a lot of times, like BK says, it's not who you know, but it's who they know, and so so many of the things that you said, Ryan, were awesome, but, you know, I think that that's one thing we got to realize is just you just never know who you're going to bring in tomorrow or who they're going to bring, and literally, I mean, Arizona came from someone who brought 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 in the Austins, who brought in Deb Norfolk, who brought in and brought in and brought in all these amazing people in that team. So go Team Arizona, and, you know, the good thing is those guys out there in Arizona, they didn't quit, but a lot of people in between me and them did, and it just goes to show that as long as you never quit, amazing things can happen as well. So, Ryan, I appreciate you. I know that you're just going to be, you already are an incredible asset to our team. Love you and your wife to pieces. Can't wait to party with you on the ambassador trips because I know that you guys will make it even a million times more fun than they already are. And so I know for a fact that you'll be there. And the thing that I loved what you said about a busy person is we don't have time to waste. And, you know, that is so true. So, so true. So, Ryan, thank you so much for taking time to be on the call tonight. I appreciate it.
And I appreciate you having me, and I look forward to those ambassador trips, and yes, I will guarantee I'll make that quite a good time.
Fantastic. And FYI, pretty sure, guys, we're about 95% confirmed that the next monthly showdown will be on August 9th. We're just trying to tie up a few loose ends on making a decision on that, but tentatively put that in your day planner. I know that we've got people that want to plan from coming 2-3 hours away for the next monthly showdown. So tentatively put that in your books, and I'll definitely be getting emails out as soon as we have it all confirmed. So, again, Dr. Ryan Winters, thank you so much, and congrats on going bronze. And I'm already going to congratulate you on going silver because I know you're going to hit it this month. So,
I appreciate that.
All right, guys. The next